coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your moved-in couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 5th, 2012.
And this is episode 50.
50.
Whoop, whoop.
2 times 25.
5 times 10. What?
Welcome to another episode of the At Valentine Cast. One, it snowed today. 4 inches of snow when it was shorts weather a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah. And tornadoes running through Indiana and Kentucky.
And number two, we have a guest today.
Yes. Who's that laughing in the background?
Our guest this evening is Strumpet. Strumpet is the co-creator of Snap Post Vlog, which is a sharing website, along with our former guest, Alachia. She's also an artist in her own right. She has amazing photography that looks just stunning. And so I love seeing her work on Flickr. And she is fast becoming a YouTube makeup sensation.
Yes, she is.
You are. So welcome, Strumpet.
It's thank awesome you, that thank you're you. Here.
I met you through Alachia, and I'm really glad I did.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Awesome. And and I have to apologize to everyone that we're not going to have a video for this episode. Just a little technicalities and stuff. I still need to figure out how we're going to do it when we have guests on.
And trust me, Jay is like a dog with a bone. It's like he has to figure out an idea. So trust me, he'll spend all night trying to figure out how to do a video with the guests and a video with us.
Right. I mean, we set a precedent already. You know,
I don't know how you're going to do that, though.
You know, so.
How are you going to do that if the camera's being so you're talking about two cams.
Maybe using two cams or
can
using.
Can you do that? Because the software is running.
Well, I know you can do it with Ustream, so okay. I don't know. So,
but anyway, so that's Jay's problem for the night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's going to be my deal. And, you know, we're in our new studio in our new home, and, you know, we're trying to get everything situated. Everything's a little different than before when we're in the apartment and everything. So
yeah, everything's different, but. So,
you're looking at each other now, aren't you?
I know.
Oh, like, yeah.
Our desk or somebody on
it was
Twitter.
Desi.
It was Desi.
Yeah.
He said we're like cop partners. You know how the desks are backed up against each other with cop partners? That's how we are.
So yeah, we have a nice collaboration space going on, you know, and also a nice sharing table right here when we want to eat.
We had pizza the other night, so we just popped it right in between us and we just eating. So, yeah, it worked out.
Right.
So, I guess I could talk about, like, since we didn't record last week because we knew we were going to be moving.
Double wicka 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 weekend wrap up.
So, it's a double weekend wrap up.
And no, and I have not recorded it yet.
It's like, it's a really quick, on the weekend before last, I went shopping for a jewelry armoire because what I had to hold my jewelry was like, it was just a earring tree, and it was always jangling, and it wasn't hold enough, and it got on my nerves.
And it would fall. She'll lose her ring.
And so, I didn't want like the tall one because I know I probably didn't have room for that. Which actually, I do have room. The funny thing is, I have room if I wanted one.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think I would. But anyway, so I wanted a tabletop one. So Jay was with me, and most husbands wouldn't do this. Jay went around with me. For, let's see, we did it from that morning, like, what time did we start?
We went and had breakfast, and it was a late breakfast, so we left there about 11:30.
11:30 until 4, we were shopping for a jewelry armor, and I could not find one.
11:30 till 4?
11:30 till 4. We were traipsing around to, like, store after store after store.
We
have them on Amazon.
No, I didn't know. No, I wanted one, I could see.
Plus, they were the ones on Amazon were expensive,
more expensive than I wanted to spend. Like for the we went from store to store to store, and they were just really cheap when I was going to get, because I was so frustrated. And then we tried one more place. Oh, no, a couple more places after that. Yeah,
there was an antique store here called Charlotte's Web.
Yeah, that's and, the first place we went to.
And, we went to... Oh. We went to TJ Maxx, the Home Goods version.
Yeah.
We went to Big Lots. We went to Charlotte's Web. Mm-hmm. Then we went to...
did we go to the mall?
Von Maur,
yeah.
Sears.
Dillard's, yeah.
Pier 1?
We called
Pier 1, but they didn't have
you
one.
Called them.
Called Pier 1.
Went to Pottery Barn.
Yeah. And finally went to JCPenney's.
Yep.
Where I found it. But the one at Charlotte's Web, it's an antique store here. It was for $125, but it was nice. It was like the one that's like, you know, three feet tall, you know.
Right.
On the legs. And I was going to get it. Turned out not to get it. It's fine because I don't have that many earrings. I don't have that many rings. I own three rings.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but if I get a really
big... That's what I was telling her. I was like, I mean, it gives you inspiration to fill it up.
So, yeah. I have three rings to my name. That's because my fingers are so fat that I have to find special rings. But anyway, so I finally found one.
I only have three rings.
Yeah. So I found one at Penny's. And I like it. It was $85.
Right.
And it's really nice.
Right.
So I'm happy with what I found.
Right.
So,
and then also
yay,
that
pennies.
Also that weekend, we went to Danielle and Kimberly's, Renee's sister. Oh, well, not Danielle and Kimberly's. We went to Kimberly's, Danielle's younger sister,
mm-hmm.
For an Oscar party.
No.
What?
You was said that 2 weekends ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
You said Danielle's younger sister.
Oh, Renee's younger sister.
Actually, it's also Kim is older than Danielle by 1 minute. So.
Okay.
I love the deadpan look he gave me. Okay. Like, really?
See, I can give you the real good deadpans now. We're not doing video. only Strumpet will see this, you know.
So we went Oscar party.
Yep. So we went to an Oscar party. Danielle made some marinated pork chops that were
so
amazing.
Good.
I went by Popeyes and picked up some fried chicken because I had a hankering for some fried chicken.
Do you have Popeyes out there, Strumpet?
No Popeyes here. We have a real, like, hardly any good fried chicken around here at
really?
All. It's sad.
You have Culver's out there, right?
No.
They don't have
really?
Culver's? I thought that was Colorado.
Do
I guess
we?
Not.
Well,
I know.
I haven't seen it. Kentucky Fried, that's
no.
that.
Really? Oh, man.
It's weird saying, I'm from Kentucky.
Kentucky Fried Chicken in Australia is really yummy. Like,
is it, like,
really
better than
good
here?
Chicken. Yeah, I think so. Well, at least here in Colorado, because we've had it like a couple times here, and we're just like, nah, we're not having that.
It used to be really good. We used to get Kentucky Fried Chicken all the time. But
oh man, Oscar
party. Yeah.
So we went to Oscar party. Did you watch your Snuppet?
You know, I watched the red carpet and I watched the opening sequence, and I was just really beat that day, and I just went to bed. And from what I heard, I didn't miss that much.
No,
really.
You didn't miss that much. There were a couple of things. You missed Angelina Jolie and her stance.
And her leg.
Her
well, I've seen the
her
leg.
Her right leg.
I was like, really? What are you doing?
It's almost like, the Oscars is almost like Super Bowl commercials. It's like, you'll be able to find it if you want to watch it or if you want to see it, you know.
Yeah. But I really liked watching the Golden Globes. I like Ricky Gervais. He's hilarious.
I actually missed that one, and I'm sad because now I think I'm going to try to catch the award shows, because if I don't start watching from the beginning, I don't want to watch them. That's my...
That's Renee's thing.
That's my thing. I'm weird.
That's the thing with everything, isn't it?
Yeah.
Movies, yeah. Books,
so there's,
TV
there's
shows.
No channel surfing in our house.
Nope.
Because she's like, it's not from the beginning. No, it's like you have... You know, a minute between 5:59 and 6 o'clock to channel surf real quick to find the one show that she'll watch, because it'd be the beginning, you know. And with those
that's
credits,
why DVRs are so awesome.
I know.
That's exactly why I love it. And I think that would be one of the last things to go. Internet and DVR would be the last things to go if I had to give up stuff.
Yeah.
Do you like mute commercials too, Jay? I think it's a man thing to want to like skip commercials and go sit channel surf in the meantime, or like mute the commercials.
No, I actually like the
We're
commercials.
Opposite. I'm I am the man in the relationship. I hate commercials. I will skip past them so fast.
And the reason is she's just impatient, you know. But commercials, I don't mind. I like how, you know, how some of them are witty, how some of them are not, you know. And then sometimes you actually find out stuff. Like, I mean, you find out a new show that's coming up or, you know.
Find out you need bathtubs when you get old to sit in separate bathtubs.
I know. I mean, that's important information.
We need separate bathtubs?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, like older, the special bathtubs. Yeah. Like, yeah, they have the seat in there.
Right.
No. Like, if, like, couples, older couples have separate bathtubs that they hold hands across.
What?
Oh,
moments.
Oh, in the commercials, yes, that happens. I've seen that. I do know that. Like, really unrealistic situations. But, yeah, yes. So we had an Oscar party, and the food was amazing. And so that was the best part, was the food.
Right.
And my mom.
I can remember that far back.
My mom was there, and that was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised I can remember that far back. So this weekend has been full of one main thing, which is moving.
Yep, I'm getting settled into the new place and everything.
Yeah, it's like we're doing room at a time. So the first room we started with was the kitchen, because that's, you know, dire. So we got everything put up and everything arranged, mm-hmm, and it's so awesome. It's spacious. It's like twice as, no, probably three times as spacious as our last place.
Right.
And it's natural light from two different sides, which is awesome. And
yeah,
I really like it, and I'm really wanting our new kitchen table, though. That's coming in like a week.
Yeah, they said it should, it's shipping on the 8th, you know.
Okay.
And we could potentially get it this weekend, but
don't hold our breath.
Don't hold your breath, so it could be, you know, your birthday.
Because we're eating at our plastic Formica table until
Formica.
Formica, is that what it's called?
I call it Formica.
It probably is Formica.
It is Formica,
but
I think it's Formica.
But it looks like Formica.
I know.
Give me that, Jay.
It does.
Okay. So, and we're sitting on our dog-eaten couch.
Yeah. I think that's the worst right now. It's like you have this nice living room, and you got this ratty couch because the dog ate it up.
But you guys are so super fast, though. When we moved into this house, we were getting, like, the floors done.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't, like, our container hadn't even come from Australia. So the only thing I had was I bought new beds for the boys. So they had beds.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a mattress because I got a new mattress. And, no, actually, we didn't get that then. No, we slept on the guest bed mattress. And we didn't have a kitchen table. I have pictures of us sitting upstairs on our landing with our new TV and paper plates and glasses of wine and all of us sitting right there on the floor because we had nowhere else to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is. Like, when we finally unpack, like, three of our rooms are going to be almost empty.
But, right.
Like my mom said, you go a little bit at a time because, yep. I mean,
don't wear yourself out.
Yeah, yeah. Not everybody can fill up a whole house and, like, I know, you know, there's some people who fill up a whole house and, like, I don't know, the first time they move in. And they, like, do buy everything for every room and every wall. And I'm just right. Like, that sounds daunting for one.
Well, and then you'll miss out on all the fun later on because you've already got everything.
Yeah. And it's nice to acquire because then you can compare to what you got at first to finally down the line, like, wow, my taste have changed.
Right, right.
So I'm excited about everything. And we get the kitchen and then we did our bedroom. No.
Did our office.
Office was next.
Because you were like, I need to get my office together. I need to get it on my computer.
Exactly. Because we have bought new desks. And they're amazing. They're 6 feet long, flat desks. Not like the cornered tier desks that I had before.
Right.
I realize I like this a lot better. I have more room to spread out. And how do you like your desk?
I love it. I mean, I absolutely love it. I mean, it's really comfortable. And, I mean, I have a lot of room. And I can actually stretch my legs out. Because one of the things with the tiered corner desk, you have that bottom shelf, and you can't stretch your legs out.
Oh, Trumpet, he used to complain. Oh, I just want to stretch my legs out. I just want to stretch my legs out. He was so grumpy.
I was.
Did you get new chairs, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got new chairs yesterday.
We bought those yesterday.
Look, all right, because I'm fine with my old chair. I'm fine. But
her old ratty chair.
I was fine, but Jay was like, I'm not getting a new chair if you don't get one, and I really want him to get one. So I was like, fine. I'll get a new chair.
But it's amazing. So we went to Office Max, and they're having like a 40% off on furniture or 25% off on furniture in the store. And yeah. I actually got a Broy Hill chair for like $100 off.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And mine was $80 off, so we saved some money.
Yeah, and her chair was $80 off. So they have a pretty good sale. I'm starting to, Office Max is starting to become my place. You know?
Yeah.
What's up with that? Why isn't it like Best Buy or some cool place?
Yeah, we got our desk from Office Max. They were originally $253, and we got them for $74.
That's awesome. So that's amazing.
So deals are good. Everybody likes deals. So
deals are awesome.
So then we did our bedrooms. Actually, what we did the bedrooms, Jerry wanted to get the boxes out of the bedrooms fast as possible.
Right.
Because he was starting to feel claustrophobic. So I have a walk-in closet. It's not huge, but it is there. And
it's not
so,
huge, but it is.
But it is there. I said. Oh. So what I did, just threw all my clothes on the shelves so we could get the boxes out, and then I put them up. But Jay was like, "We just have to get the boxes out of here.
Let's get the boxes out."
He's very taskmaster.
Well,
when it comes to moving,
is he really?
Well, the thing is that you know we're only going. You know, today was the last day we had off. This was Saturday night, and then we were going to do stuff on Sunday as well. So I'm looking at what I feel like we should do. You know, and I'm trying to get some comfort as well because, you know, we got to go to work on Tuesday. So we had to get the office together, get the kitchen together, and get the bedroom together. I mean, because those are the three rooms we're going to be frequenting the most. So we had shelf space and everything. And, you know, take the boxes out. We can put the clothes on the shelves, and then we can hang them. You know, at least, you know, when I'm laying in the bed, I'm not looking at, you know, a stack of, you know, four high boxes, you know, and three wide, you know. So I got 12 boxes sitting in front of me, you know.
Well, they're standing over you as you sleep, too.
Right, right. You know, and it's like, you can get up in the middle of the night and go to the restroom. You, like, might stub a toe, something, like, you know. So, yeah, I was probably a little task-oriented.
A little bit. But that's okay. So we still have a room full of boxes, but, well, it's not full. It's not that bad, but my mom wants to help.
Right.
She's out of town right now. So she said, leave some stuff for her to do. So this is the non-essential stuff is in there. She can help me organize it.
Right. So what you been up to this weekend?
This weekend, God, I've actually made a big project out of making homemade pizzas, but
I
made everybody come with me to Whole Foods and made John come with me to Whole Foods. So I made him do the cart thing, you know, so I could wander around the sections. He just sort of follows me around. So, yeah, so we did that. And then we went to PetSmart. We did some shopping, too, because Lucius, my little youngest ragdoll, he likes to drink out of the bathtub, if you've seen that on a video or anything.
Yeah.
And, like when it's running. And we're going on vacation here coming up really soon. And I thought, what's he going to do? How's he going to get his running water? You know, the pets are going to have to turn on.
So like, will he drink the standing water if he can't get the running water?
Yeah, he will. But he likes his running water. Yeah. So we went to PetSmart and got one of these things like fountain water things for pets that plug into the wall. And John's gonna put it on a timer so that it's on in the morning and in the evening when he's usually used to getting the bathtub turned on.
I hope he likes it.
That's awesome.
He's been using it so far, so
That's awesome. So Toulouse isn't like that though, right?
He doesn't care. Okay. He just drinks whatever.
Just bring it to me. Just have it out and I'll drink it.
As long as he can do it without Lucius biting him, he's happy.
I love PetSmart. I do. It's like there's all this stuff that you know your dogs don't need, but it feels good to get them for them. So.
But when I go with John, you know, I'm not allowed to look at the cats that need adoption.
Oh, because you'll want to adopt them?
Yeah, I'll see one. And so we have to go past.
Why can't you get another
one? But they have them right by the checkout, too.
Yeah, sometimes they have the cats by the checkout.
Ours is listening to
Yeah, like the cats will be right at the end cap of the like where you check out. They'll be right there.
It's really on weekends especially they have them there. So I usually go during the week, but John wanted to make sure that we got the right water fountain thing, so he wanted to come with, and but he doesn't let me go look at the cats.
Why not? You have room for more cats, right?
But would
Because we
you?
have two cats and we have a dog, and all of a sudden, if you have three cats, there's a lot more in the litter box.
That's true.
There's
And you get to be sure that everybody gets along, because you know how
Yeah,
cats
so
can be
all of a
social,
sudden it becomes, there's this video of these two engineers on YouTube that have like, if you have one cat, you like cats. If you have two cats, you have two cats. If you're three, you have three cats, you're that dude with all the cats, you know?
Yeah, I can see that. I can see
But
that.
doesn't the dog like negate one of them or something like that? You know, so you can have three cats and be okay. You can be like, "Hey, I have a dog though," and be like, "Oh,
He's
okay,
a
all
big
right, you
dog.
cool, you cool." You know,
Her dog's just like so, like okay. He doesn't seem the barking type. He just seems like okay. Just buzz.
Well, that's
Just
cool.
buzz. So glad
Other
you
than
had a
that, I
good
just
weekend.
watched a lot of TV and played some games
I miss
and
watching a lot of TV.
Yeah, I do too. But hopefully we'll be getting back on track with that. Let's move on to some tech.
Technology.
All right, so we're going to do like 2 weeks of tech, you know.
Well, and it's most of it's Jay anyway.
Well, you know,
It's always
stuff in
Jay.
my ass and stuff too, you know. A couple of weeks ago, when I was talking about some DJ software, I ended up picking up Traktor 2 Duo by Native Instruments. And I've been working with that software. Well, 2 weeks ago,
Annoying me.
I was working with the software, annoying
Working.
Renee, trying
If
to.
working means annoying Renee, then yes, you've been
Yes,
working.
very much so. Really trying to, learn how to use the software for what it is. I mean, it's very powerful software. And hopefully at some point I will be able to start making some DJ cuts or something like
Yeah, it's so funny. It's like all
that.
the little sound effects you hear in the songs. Jay will just turn up his speakers and just start blasting a song and doing like these annoying sound effects over and
You start
over.
doing the flanger and on the wah wah,
It's like, oh my
Or I'll make it repeat, you know.
Like, oh yeah, he'll like do the little scratching too.
Yeah, so I mean,
Crazy.
it's pretty fun and everything. You
That's
know,
cool.
I'm just learning. I mean, it's stuff that I won't do for one of the things I'm gonna use it for, but it's still nice to learn that aspect of music production or just DJing, you know.
No, totally. That's a really cool thing to get to play with, you know?
Right, right,
Yeah.
right.
And then
And then,
this is kind of tech. My sister finally got HD. So this was so funny. So we went over to my sister's house to bring her our old coffee maker because Jay got a new one because the new one was fancier. I kid you not, our old one were
I
fine.
did.
But anyway, so we took her the coffee maker and she was in the process of getting AT&T UVerse. Have you heard of that? So she got that. She got the package with the internet and the cable. So the guy was there and we asked and she thought she was getting HD, but she didn't. So we were like, why don't you just get HD? Because she has a big flat screen TV and they can do HD and everything.
I
And the guy
can't
was
watch
like,
on HD.
"I have to." Like when we
Yeah.
were okay. So when we were like over there for the for the Oscar party, it was like she didn't have HD then, and it was like killing me. I was like, everybody looked all scrunched up and everything. I'm like, come on now, you know.
So she was like, I don't know. It's an extra $10 a month. Okay, look, the girl is not poor. She's just cheap. So bless her heart. She was just like, I don't know. It's $10 a month. And she knows she's being cheap, but we finally convinced her to get HD. She managed to get it free for a
And
month.
does she love it now?
Yeah, she does. All right. I tell you the first time when I realized I could never go back from HD. We had first got HD. American Idol was on. Ellen was the judge then.
Right.
And when it popped over to Ellen, you could see every little line in her face. We were like, oh my God, we're never going back. Like, Ellen looked like she was like 90. And I was like, oh, we can't go back now.
Right.
We know Ellen's true face. You cannot go back to regular, non-HD.
I have a hard time even watching Netflix because sometimes the quality drops way down.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Right.
So Kimberly, welcome to HD.
Right.
You're awesome.
And then, you know, moving into the new house, I think we did this when, with, Strumpet, Alachia, and it was just us four.
Yeah.
And, so we did an impromptu, Google tour, Google Plus tour of our house. And I was able to use one of my Android phones. I probably could have done it on my iPhone, but I just went ahead and used the Android one, and we did a quick tour. It was a pretty cool tour of the house and everything.
It was a good tour.
You know,
it was a good tour.
So that gave us a bright idea of doing another one, and we ended up doing one on Sunday around 2:00. You know, and we had probably about 5 people join.
Yeah, which was cool. It was nice to show people the house. I mean. I don't know. It's like the people online, that's who I talk to every day. That's who, you know, it's nice to want to show them my life and, you know, what I'm doing. So.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I'm thinking that's probably about all we have on tech and everything.
Do you do anything tech worthy? Did you get any new device?
Like last month, I got a new camcorder, but But I got I don't even know what number it is. It's the Sony.
I think I know which one you got because I was looking at that one when
they had it at Costco and it was like $3.99 at Costco.
Right.
Where I would have had to pay sales tax. And then it was new. It was $3.99 at. That's my son coming in the door. He's supposed to be being quiet. Sorry.
Oh, no. You're fine. What's up?
I texted you. Oh, he is being quiet. He's
okay.
I am being very quiet, Mom. Come on.
No, so at Costco it was $3.99. Then it was new $3.99 at Amazon. But then I got, I looked at the other options on Amazon and it, right. Sometimes they have the ones that people have returned, and they're from the Amazon return warehouse. But like if they say as new, that means it's never actually even been taken out of the box. It's still like in the original packaging and everything, but they can't sell it as new because it's already been shipped to someone who like looked at it and said, I don't want this and sent it back.
Right.
That's cool, yeah,
and
though.
So as new, it was $3.49.
Nice.
And
nice.
Then I had like 50 bucks in points because I use the Amazon credit card. Mm-hmm. So I ended up paying like $300 for it.
See? Nice.
We should use the Amazon credit card and get points.
We should.
They give you 3 points for every dollar you spend on Amazon.
I've been thinking about getting something. Oh, no. I know what we're going to end up doing. We're going to use the credit card through our bank that we got our mortgage through because the interest goes to your.
Yeah, like 1% of your purchase goes towards the principal of the account.
Does it really? Mm-hmm.
So that's coming in soon. Wow. So we're gonna use that for everything.
That's a really good deal.
So we're gonna use it for everything and just pay off and just pay that off every month.
Right.
Just keep doing that. So
we're like, that's interesting. Sure, we'll take one and pay the house off quicker. One thing we did do, we did go to Best Buy and I picked up a 24-inch TV for the office in here. And because we did that after the tour, so was it Saturday?
I've seen it in a picture at least. I can't remember if it was there on the tour. But how much does something like that cost these days?
Actually, the one that we got was a Dynex. That one was $149.
Wow. That was on sale.
And I had a $50 gift card and a $20 gift card. So
yeah, it's like nice. We don't really know about Dynex, so.
Dynex is like, it's supposed to be like the, you know, it's kind of like warehouse TV. I mean, Westinghouse TV.
Okay.
You know, yeah. it's not like top name or anything like that, but, you know.
I mean, the picture's fine, the quality's fine, so it works out.
Yeah, it's 1080p. I mean, it's awesome for the Roku and the DVD player.
Yeah, so we can watch movies back here. And
yeah.
I gotta have my media. I'm like a media hog. I gotta have it all.
But yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's move on to some... Did you have anything else, Rumpet?
No, I don't think so. I don't think I have anything. No.
All right, let's get going.
Media.
All right, so.
We already talked about the Academy Awards.
Yeah, we already talked about the Academy Awards.
We're not going to talk about the hair again, but let's just say we saw them.
And just a kind of reminder of what we'll be watching this week for Netflix is going to be Woman... Thou Art Loose and Chosen? Is that?
Choose.
Oh, you didn't have a chance to watch her thing.
No, we thought we were going to try, but then, you know.
Yeah.
Our move got moved up.
Yeah, this
Thursday.
Is what happened. So the close date ended up being on Wednesday, and we were going to actually not move until Saturday.
Hey, was your close date the 29th?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So was ours 4 years ago.
Oh, that's
really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome.
I just realized that.
What are the chances of that? That's awesome.
Yes.
And it was funny because we couldn't start our homeowner's insurance on the 29th.
Because, like, it wouldn't let them. It kept kicking it out. So we had to change it.
And then the tornadoes are coming and you're, like, freaking out.
You know, so we had I think we ended up doing February 28th.
For the homeowners.
Okay.
For the homeowners.
Yeah. Earlier.
Yeah. And, yeah. So the insurance kicked in on the 28th. We moved in. We closed on the 29th. Moved in on the 1st because we moved the date up because
we can't wait. You know,
we can't wait.
You know, wait 2 days to move.
We can't sit in that crappy apartment and our house is there ready to be moved in.
Yeah,
so.
it's like come here. You know, and so. which worked out great. I mean, because the movers, you know, with the storm, and then also we were in between two batches of rain. Like Wednesday it rained until 5 o'clock because the owner thought he wasn't going to be able to get everything out, but he was able to. And it worked out great because when we came over Wednesday night, you know, and we got to talk to the owner some about some of the other questions and, you know, just a little stuff that we had questions about, like, you know, how's the AC work? What about the lights out front? You know, they're, lawn, what controls that? Oh, it's around the corner. You know, just a little
Where's
stuff
the
that
fuse box?
You know,
yeah, all that stuff.
You know, so it was good. You know, talking to him and everything, and you know, we trade phone numbers and stuff. And I've actually had to contact him a couple of times. You know, which is fine. I'm just like, hey, you know,
Jay's not scared to contact the previous owner.
Yeah, I'm like, where's the cable split net? Like, you know, the cable guy's asking. You know, you know, he's like, oh, he's straight back. You know, up the attic and everything.
That's cool.
So we'll be watching those this week though. So
yeah. So
no doubt.
Woman, Thou Art Loosed and Choose.
Choose. And then we'll be back on track with Movies by Chance.
Yep, we will do that next week. And then Borderlands 2 is coming out.
Yep, September.
Yep, they released it. I didn't get a chance to talk about this because we didn't have a show last week. But they released the release date
right.
for Borderlands 2. Have you ever played Borderlands?
No, I haven't, actually. I was just looking at it thinking, have I? And I haven't.
It's an amazing
amazingly
game.
Fun game.
And so when we first got it, we played it together with just us two.
Cool.
And then we didn't finish it, but then we started playing with two other people, two other friends, Serve and Frisco's.
Right.
And we played for like 3 days. I think we had a 3 day weekend or it was vacation. Or
it was something.
So we played for like 3 or 4 days straight. Like who's the up late and everything. It was
we
so
did.
Much fun.
It was
and
crazy.
We got through all the Borderlands plus like three expansion
so
packs.
So is it like a shooter or is it?
Yeah, it's a first person
it's
shooter.
It's a post apocalyptic first person shooter. And it's really fun. Like it's super fun. And
I'm sure we have it downstairs.
Yeah, you can play
the
like
Xbox. Yeah.
There's four you can play like his big tank or this not tank, this big dude that, you know, he's high in hit points and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then like when he pumps himself up to, you know, be stronger, he goes rah, rah, rah. It's
and then,
so funny.
And then you can play this siren. She's a siren, right?
She's a like sniper.
She's a chick that
yeah.
she can like vanish.
Oh, yeah. She's know, like a roguish type
character. Yeah, she's like a roguish type character. And then you have the sniper. Sniper. And then you have the soldier that I like playing. His name is Mordecai. Because
does he have the eagle?
No, that's the sniper. That's no, sniper. Oh, Mordecai is the
Mordecai is the one that has the eagle. Like, there's an eagle you can send out, and he'll, like, scout for you and all that stuff, so it's cool.
So are they keeping the same characters for the second
No. one? I think they're adding some. They're adding some characters.
Yeah.
Which is really, and so it's much heralded. It's, everybody's waiting for it, including me. I don't usually get a lot of games at launch, but that'll be the one of them.
Roland was his name.
Roland.
Is the guy I like playing, Roland the
Soldier. So Borderlands 2 coming out, and then... something that you are excited about.
Very excited about. Tonight, 10 o'clock, I get to start playing Mass Effect 3.
What? 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 10 o'clock tonight for pre-ordering, you know?
Question is, when are you finally going to go to bed tonight is the question.
No, I don't think I'll actually load it up tonight, actually. Because when I start playing a game, I want to be able to actually really... Like, especially something like Mass Effect. Mass Effect 2 is my favorite game ever. And so I want to be able to start it up and, like, not leave the desk for 24 hours.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I think what are you going to say, hey, you're going to have pizza tonight. I'm going to play Mass Effect.
So I think what's probably going to happen is I'm probably going to, like, tomorrow, like, make sure I know how to import my save and get my character sorted and all that. And then Friday come like 5 o'clock when everyone's eaten and I've taken everyone on their little taxi drives that I have to take them on Fridays. Then I'm just going to say, okay, this is it. I'm like, going to play till I can't play anymore.
You're like, I'm out.
That is awesome. Yeah. I haven't finished Mass Effect 2 yet. So Mass Effect 3 is still on my radar, but, that's on my list. That sounds awesome, though. I'm really excited for everybody because
I am
people
so excited.
Are so excited about this game.
I heard on Ladies of Leet, you know, Kim said that she had played the demo, and I was thinking, okay, this will be because she's a lover of the game too. Mm-hmm. You know, she loves her Shepard just as much as I do.
Right.
And and I was thinking, well, if she says it was okay, then I'll be, you know, then I'll be all sad. But she's like, oh my god, it was amazing. So. Right. So I trust her. So I'm excited. I'm really excited
too. So Mass Effect 3. I'm really wanting to see what people say about it. So
yeah.
I've been playing.
They're going to have multiplayer too, I guess. So
yeah. Now is that going to be at launch?
Yeah, I think it is. It's not, but it's not the story. It's like it's not the main story. It's like special missions that are co-op.
Right.
So, yeah. But I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then one of the other things that we've been kind of since being in a new house and everything that we kind of been watching a lot of lately is House Hunters.
House Hunters. And it's like this show, and I used to not watch it. I think it's because I was in an apartment and I was like, I want a house. And I was like, grr. But now it's like seeing people, how they make their choices in these houses and... there's like and it's so funny. Yeah.
Right.
Sometimes like there's some houses that are crappy. I'm like, really, you're considering this? Yeah.
And then like there was this one couple, they had been shopping for a house for like 5 months. They've been living with like her parents and
5 months. Because they were really picky. Like they wanted their perfect house. And they were convinced their perfect house was out there. Yeah, it's like they had to have like there were like 5 things that were must haves, and they had to have them.
You know, same neighborhood. You know, neighborhood close to my parents.
2-car garage.
Close to the close to the park.
Backyard. Close to the park. And a certain number of bathrooms, certain number. And
but they had the amount of money they wanted to spend was lower than what they could buy.
It's like you can find a perfect house for a certain amount of money.
But they were like, well, you can get one, but it'll be at this level, and you have to do a lot of work to get into it.
And they were like, we just want to move in. We don't have to do any work. And finally, they realized, you know, maybe we should lower our expectations. And Jay was like, finally? You realize that after 5 months?
I know. It's just like, after a little bit, it's kind of like, you know, really.
So it's like finding the perfect person to marry. You're going to find the perfect person for you. They might not be perfect. They'll be perfect for you, you know?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I mean, then think about, you know, with us. I mean, we went from, you know, putting a bid in January, end of January to, you know, 30 days, you know, a little bit, 32 days later.
That's like we shop for houses.
You know, it's like.
I'm not picky. I want, as long as I have a place to lay my head, you know.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. I am a little picky. I had to have a fenced in backyard. And that's about.
Yeah, we were like, we want a fenced in backyard.
At least 1.5 baths and at least 3 bedrooms.
No, we wanted 2 baths. After we saw the 1 baths, yeah. After we saw the 1.5, we was like, we want 2.
You know? No, because my parents have 1.5. Well, no, it's 2.
It's 2.
It's 2. I guess I thought it was half. But yeah. There was one house we looked at. Their half a bath was in the master bedroom, and it was the tiniest half a bath you've ever seen in your freaking life. It was like the toilet and the toilet paper roll was like squished in there, and that was it. And I was like, okay.
Your knees like bumping into the toilet paper roll.
No, actually, it's in the middle of your lap while you use it. You lift it up, sit on the toilet, and you put it back down, you know.
No, it's not that bad, but it was like, I got to have a little bit more than this, you know?
Right.
So what channel is this on? Netflix or something?
Oh, this is on This is on
HGTV.
HGTV.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I cut the cable cord, so.
It might be on Netflix. You might want to check. But House Hunters, they go to see 3 houses, and then they make a choice on one of them.
I've seen a British sort of version of that, like in England. Yeah.
And there was this, it was so funny. There's this one couple. They had to be in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. Like, and they had other stuff, but it was like a small town. So finding the house they want in such a small town, I was like, people have to learn how to lower their expectations. But they actually found a house that they had to fix up. See, that was the thing. You could find one.
Right.
They had to fix stuff on it. So, House Hunters, we like house shows now.
Yeah, that show was my first house. I think my first place. My first
that
place
was
or something
my first
like
place,
that.
So
yeah.
Different.
But yeah. So, well.
Yeah, I've been watching this weekend. You know, I tried watching a bunch of movies. I watched, I tried. I started watching. I've never seen Annie Hall.
You know, I never have either, and that's on my list to watch because.
Well, I rented it from my classic, Apple TV, and I started watching it. And I mean, everybody says how fabulous this movie is, but to me, it just seemed like Woody Allen trying to give one-liners for a whole movie kind of thing.
Really?
And I just wasn't in the mood. Maybe I just wasn't in the mood. I felt like it was just Woody Allen doing like a stand-up routine, but in a movie. Like he even stops and like talks to the camera. So I couldn't watch that.
Yeah, so, I have it on my list. I have to watch it just because everybody says I should at least experience it. But.
Yeah, and then I got all excited because there's a movie that's in theaters now. I think it's like in art houses, and you know on Apple TV they sometimes have like things that are in theaters now that
right.
you can rent.
Right.
And it's called Snowtown, and it's about it's set in Adelaide, South Australia, which is where we used to live, and it's about these Snowtown murders, which was basically like mass serial killers. They found tons of bodies in barrels and stuff. And so I was all excited because I thought, oh yeah, I'm going to get to see lots of Adelaide and stuff. And it was just a really, really depressing movie. And by the time I was like halfway through, I realized it was just going to be more serial killings and be really depressing. So what I ended up doing instead was watching Justified. Nonstop.
We have to watch Justified. We're only 2 episodes
in. Yeah, we're 2 episodes in. I own the first season on Amazon. And, you know, there's so many TV shows I want to watch. I mean, I'm looking at our queue.
It's a lot better in the second season.
Really?
I think it's, I really think it's a lot better in the second season.
And I thought it was good in the first, so I'm really happy to see the second.
I feel like it sort of ties, like, the stories of everybody together really well. Because I don't like episodes that, like, they start at the beginning of the episode, like CSI Miami sort of thing. Like, you start at the beginning of the episode, you have a murder, you solve the murder, episode finished. You know, I like episodes that sort of drag out.
No,
Jay doesn't like that. He wants everything to be wrapped up by the end of the show.
Solve it in 30 minutes. Solve it in an hour and be done. Yes, put a little story in there.
It's just going to drag out. Like, we've been watching
Smash.
Have you been watching that?
Oh, no, I haven't started. That's Angelica Houston, isn't
it? Angelica Houston and Captain McPhee is in there. And they have this plot point. of this, you know, rivalry. And Jay was like, oh God, it's going to drag out forever. And it's, I was like, yay, I want it to drag out. It's awesome.
Drag out at the end of the season with a cliffhanger is what it's going to be.
I like that. So I like that.
Have you been reading any other books or any new music?
I've read the first three Game of Thrones books now.
Oh, nice.
But then I started the fourth one, and I sort of got, like, Game of Thrones overkill.
Yeah,
sort
of. That can happen. Yeah.
So I decided to leave that, and I found out that if you have Amazon Prime, you know, you can borrow a book a month on Kindle.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I've just borrowed The Hunger Games, because my son's read it, and my friends read it, and I'll say it's good. So I just downloaded Hunger Games yesterday. So
that book is really good. It's really good. And
I'm excited.
I haven't read the second one yet, but I really want to.
So it's not that I'm sort of sick of The Song of Ice and Fire, but I just needed a break, kind of. Like, I just felt like I'd been reading this Game of Thrones book for forever.
Has it been, like, so dragging long. On?
No, it hasn't been. But speaking of Game of Thrones and media, you know that tomorrow is the Blu-rays for the
season
one. Yeah,
are you gonna buy them?
I pre-ordered. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I did. Yeah, I love that series.
Actually, yeah, like the series. Like sometimes a series just can't do the book justice, but they managed to fit a lot of things in there. And leave out the unimportant parts, which is what...
See, I hadn't read the books, so I fell in love with the series first, and I just think they did such an awesome job.
So that's a good job for getting through three books since the series. Do you, like, read fast most of the time?
Once I get going, I do, but I have a hard time reading these days. It's sort of... There's too much media around. So I'm looking forward to vacation, because on vacation I really get reading. Like, that's all I do. I don't do anything else. So that'll be fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to one of the favorite parts of the show. Let's talk about a little food.
The fridge is not prepared.
Hey.
So you don't actually do that every episode?
No, I don't.
Spoiler for all those who didn't know.
I know, man.
That would be talent to lay a practice belt.
Renee could do it.
I cannot. Okay. He's referring to me like when I'm about to eat and I have to belt.
No, I'm talking about.
I'm gonna tell this because it's a funny story.
Okay.
When I'm about to eat and I have to belch, most people just belch, like do like a little belch or whatever, right? I can't do that. I just can't belch on cue. So I have to compress my stomach. And your stomach is on your left side. So I kind of lean like that.
Like she's getting ready to fart.
I'm getting ready to fart. And Jay's like, every time we're in public, Jay's like, I can't believe you're doing that. I'm like, I have to belch. I have to get it out. This is air trapped. It's so funny. But yeah. Anyway. So I haven't cooked anything, of course. I'm cooking something tomorrow. And I'm also going to try the recipe you gave us for the pasta salad. We're doing that this week, too.
My son made that for his... I'm making them cook once a week, and he did that.
Oh, that is such a good idea. You did that so they can take care of themselves.
Nice.
Because I don't think they'd even know. Like, when I told my oldest to, like, open a can of corn to put in with the taco meat the other day, because that's how I sneak vegetables in, sort of thing. And he didn't know how to open the can.
Oh, bless his heart.
Ugh.
He's 15 years old.
Bless his heart.
So that's a new rule. They have to cook every Wednesday.
I think that's a good idea, because I mean, when they finally move out, you won't be cooking for them.
No, they
can't eat ramen every night.
Sure they can.
Well, I guess they could eat ramen, or they could just come over to your house if they live close.
They're gonna go to college some other state, so they can't do that.
Like, okay, you're gone.
Right.
So we didn't cook anything this week with the move, but
we did try out a new restaurant.
Yep.
We tried out this restaurant. Well, is it a restaurant?
I wouldn't call it a restaurant. I think
we
restaurant
tried out a
is
a deli places, called places, Jason's Deli.
A restaurant is where you sit down and you order and they serve you.
Okay.
This is a deli. Do y'all have a Jason's Deli where you are?
We do. And I've had places like office things catered by them a few times.
And I never had it. So when I walked in, I was like, whoa, this place is big. Because I didn't know. I thought it was just like a place you get like a sandwich or two. But...
Right. Like, you know, like a Subway shop. You know, Subway or something like that.
Subway shop or something. So you went in and I can't remember what I got. I think I got like a pesto something sandwich.
Pesto chicken sandwich.
I had turkey and avocado. Oh, okay. And something else. But it was really good. And then Jay got the salad bar.
I got the salad bar and a bowl of chicken gumbo. I mean,
seafood gumbo.
Ooh, seafood gumbo. It was so good. Oh, my gosh. The seafood gumbo.
I wish I had got his gumbo. It was that good.
It was really good.
But as we were sitting down, we saw their sandwiches. Their Reuben. I swear they had meat piled up like 4 inches on
the Reuben was sandwich. Huge.
And I was like, that's so much meat. And Jay was like, oh, that's good.
I was like, I'm totally going to get one of those next time, you know. Because we were looking at the menu and it had the Reuben looking like that. And I was like, there is no way that that is the Reuben, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Sure enough, it was.
Yeah, we saw one come out. So it's not, I mean, it's a little more expensive than like, I don't know, Subway, but I think the quality's better. So,
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get what you pay for sometimes.
And then on Saturday, picked up a grill.
Oh, he's been waiting for this.
Yeah, got a 3-burner Brinkman grill, you know, and got to fire it up yesterday. It was awesome.
He used the excuse of my sister and my brother-in-law coming over for dinner.
We used his truck to get the grill home. So
he had to do a thank you by cooking him food on the grill, which is just, he just wanted to make a lot of food on the grill. So he did. He made four.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah. Yep. He made 4 pork chops, 4 sausages, and 4 hamburgers because he just wanted to make a lot of different kinds of meat on there.
Yeah. And then I made an impromptu sauce. I made like, I just used real quick some molasses, liquid smoke, ketchup, mustard, and some different types of seasoning, you know, because I was kind of worried about the pork chops a little bit, but it turned out great. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, I still have my pork chop in there, so I'm going to eat that.
Yep.
Starting to get hungry. We're having BLTs tonight with thick cut bacon.
Yep.
We're having Salt Lake barbecue.
Your sounds better than ours.
I know.
I ordered a long time ago, and we never sort of got around to having it. So we're having ribs and sausage, and then they send the sauce with it, and then I've made like a corn salad to go with it.
And we also got a new stove because the stove that was here was a little older. It wasn't all right. It would have worked. It would have been fine. But I was like, I want at least one new appliance. You know, I want at least one.
Yep.
So I got a new stove and it's white. It's not stainless steel. I know stainless steel.
I love getting the kitchen stuff.
According to the home shows, stainless steel is in. So I didn't get stainless steel though. I got white. And I love it. It's a flat top.
Right.
Ceramic. Stove, and I love it.
Right.
It's awesome.
Yep.
I turned on the eye and he came on in like a second. I was like, holy crap.
Like, be careful, you know.
So got a new stove, love it. They came in, took the old one out, put the new one in like 5 minutes. So love it.
Cool. Nice.
So y'all having Salt Lick today, huh?
Yeah, having Salt Lick today. And then
are you gonna order more now that you're eating the stuff you have up?
No, it's not that cheap, you know, to
order
it up.
That's true.
So I think it's almost like 6 months since I ordered it last time. So and then I'm ordering it. But I ordered a brisket too, and that's still in the freezer. So we'll have that.
Oh, I love brisket. Day. It's like, I don't know what it is about brisket. Freaking love it. If you ever come down to visit, we're going to take you to this place called Frankfort Avenue Beer Depot. Awesome barbecue.
Yep.
So
it's really good.
And when you pull up, there's no parking spaces because they have the 2 smokers out there taking the parking space.
Cool. They have these 2 huge smokers.
So you have to park like around
on the side street sometimes. It's funny.
Frankfort Avenue is kind of like is the older money avenue. So there's 2 roads. There's Barstown Road, and that's kind of where you find all the hipsters. And then you have Frankfort Avenue where you have the old school hipsters.
And they actually run parallel to each other, which is really funny.
And you can tell they have like, you know, gang wars and stuff like that.
We hipster gang wars.
Old hipsters versus the new hipsters.
They got their blue bandanas and their red bandanas.
You know, you got the You got the old school hipsters wearing the blue bandanas, the new hip ones wearing the red, you know. Yeah. And they talk about, we can walk our dogs and on a sidewalk and drink wine and coffee. What you old folks doing over there? I'm going to go do my laundry in my high efficient laundry mat, you know.
Yeah, because using the laundry mat is what they do. They don't have...
Anyway, but yeah, but they have some great restaurants on Frankfurt Ave, you know, and you have us out here just on the outside looking in.
I'll be eating good.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, this is a foodie town. Like, if you ever come to visit, we're like known for having tons of different kinds of local restaurants. It's like a big thing here.
I got taken out last week for a business dinner. So my husband got taken out for a business dinner, and we went to this place called Morton's Steakhouse.
We have Morton's here too.
$59 for my steak.
Okay.
$59.
Have you been to a Ruth's Chris?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse?
No, we have one though.
Or Jeff Ruby's?
Ruth's Chris is probably more expensive than Morton.
It's like $75 for a steak.
Yeah.
Favorite steakhouse here in Denver is called Elway's from John Elway, you know, the quarterback.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. That's cool.
Yeah, and they have a filet, bone-in filet, which is what I really love. And it's super expensive. I mean, it's like one's like anniversary style dinner.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think they charge like $42 for the bone-in filet, and Morton's is $59. I didn't think it was any better.
Sometimes I wonder, like, it's like, really, is your steak really that?
Is it really $17 better than that's
what I was wondering. I wonder that. Like, I look at their menu and they have like a lobster steak combo for like $112 or something like that.
So
lobster's really expensive.
Now, that's true. Now with Morton's, when you order, is it dinner style where you order your sides and you share the sides? It's just like Ruth's Chris.
It's the same at Elway's, but I mean, it's just exponentially more expensive. And then you have to eat, like, if you're at a business dinner and someone else is taking you out, you have to, like, eat the sides that they choose.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the business dinner I go to, we choose what size we want, you know? Well, okay, wait a minute. So, your husband, that's the vendor taking us out, you know? So, in this situation, I'm assuming your husband was probably the vendor taking out a customer, probably.
No, he was, we were being taken out. But the guy was one of those, like,
one of those people
who sits down and decides what everybody should have, sort of thing. So you haven't had Brussels sprouts till you've tasted these Brussels sprouts.
No, I would have been like,
oh my God, ew. Brussels sprouts?
Exactly. I would have said the same thing.
They explode in your mouth.
They do. God, they're disgusting.
Ew. I've never had them. I really have not ever had them, and I don't ever want to have them.
They're pretty liquidy. No.
Jay actually likes Brussels sprouts.
I mean, I don't mind Brussels sprouts.
Do you want me to make you some?
No, I don't want.
No, how do they grow?
They grow on this stalk, and they like have these bulbs sticking out on the stalk everywhere. They're like dog's bits hanging out off the stalk.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
That's funny. I have to Google image search.
I like Brussels sprouts like I like asparagus. How's that?
I like asparagus. Is good. I like it when it's grilled. It brings out the good flavor.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of the things I'll eat it if it's there. I mean, I'm not like going to go out and be like, huh.
Oh, look at that.
I want some asparagus, you know.
Look at the Brussels sprouts. Yeah. Stock. That's funny.
Well, cool. All right. So we're going to head on into some odds and ends.
Odds and ends.
We got a new house.
That's cool.
Yeah. That was Johnny Feisty submitted that to us.
Yeah, he did.
Because we didn't have an intro for odds and ends, so he was like, I'm going to make you one. But so we got one.
Because he's a listener of the show, and we were like, man, we need a bumper. And I think Renee and I started singing that show, and we were like, odds and ends. And then we started singing Spread My Wings from Troop. And then he made this one based off of that. And it was, you know, it was awesome, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, rent a house,
that's odds and ends. I mean, we kind of been talking about it, but I put it down there intending for us to talk about there, but we're so excited. We're sprinkling a little bit of that everywhere. So we're in a house.
Right.
So we're going to have guests hopefully soon.
Yeah. And we heard that, I mean, I know you had mentioned that maybe sometime you may be coming down.
Yeah. No, I'd love to. We have to schedule it at some point. You have to schedule me pretty far out.
Yeah. And we have to get out there too.
Yeah. Are you going to be home during the month of May? I can't remember.
I am going to be home during the month of May. I might be going to the Tetons for a weekend, but I haven't booked it yet. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, we'll have to see what's up with May.
Right.
I will not be here in June, but I'll be here July.
Okay. Because I know, because we have our, you know, a trip to Utah and everything.
In June. So maybe when you come back or something, maybe we can have
right.
Awesome.
And then we went today for a couple's massage today.
Yeah.
Lucky.
And I have to... No, go on.
And this is my second massage I ever had. It's been like 10 years, though.
And I have never had a massage my whole entire life. Never had one.
Were you scared?
No, I wasn't scared. It's like you have the option to keep on as little amount of clothes as you want or take everything off if you want. I was like, look, I've never had a massage. I'm taking everything off. Forget it. So, and I mean, it's cool. I mean, they don't like you are butt naked or anything. They cover you and they keep most of you covered.
Right.
While they do the massage,
they're pretty good at that too.
Oh yeah.
And I got a butt massage and Jay got a face massage, but I didn't get the face massage.
Maybe she got. Maybe she thought that was my butt or something.
Okay. All right. Which is weird. I got like massage on my butt, like. But she does it over the cover so that she's not actually touching your butt, which is cool.
So, and then I thought maybe, you know, maybe it's more of a, you know, because she was a female. She was like, you know, can I massage
your
face?
I know they always do it for me because I get really tight hips. I don't know. They probably feel like what you need.
Right.
The best.
They're probably like, his butt juicy. He don't need a massage.
The best part of the massage, I have to say, was the feet and the hands.
Yes.
Because... I think those are, I mean, those
are. Oh, and the scalp. Did she do your scalp?
No.
Oh, the scalp was the
not
bar.
Fair.
Oh, God.
So I got the butt and you get the scalp and face. I don't know who got the better deal, but.
The scalp.
I don't get scalp anymore. I'm not allowed it with my hair extensions, the bonds. Yeah. I'm not allowed the oil in my hair. I miss it.
Aww.
It's awesome.
So, I mean, the pressure on my back was fine, but then she used the same pressure on the back of my legs and calves. And that hurt more, but I didn't say anything because I wanted to really feel. Ooh, I wanted to really feel.
Who you hit but your mic?
No, I stepped on the mic stand legs and I like almost hit myself in the eye. I almost took my eye out. But but yeah, but the pressure was a little hard. Like I think she was hitting nerves, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's supposed to be like that. But it was okay.
Did she use her elbow a lot on your back?
I don't even know. Maybe. I have no idea.
I actually don't like it when they do that. I actually like it when better when they use their hands.
I think
the elbow is like
hands.
A real sort of grind
yeah.
in.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, she didn't use the elbow. I know she, you know, she used her forearms and she used her fist and, you know.
Yeah, she used her fist too. I remember that. But it was nice. I was actually relaxed. I read some website that said it's perfectly fine if you fart. I did not fart. I was like, I'm not going to fart in this massage.
Right.
I'm not going to do it.
But I got really thirsty, you know, and then
you
funny
can stop and have water.
Oh, really? I didn't want to stop, but
stop, it counts as part of your hour.
So I've been drinking water.
Yeah.
But then Renee started sniffling a little bit because she had kind of a cold before.
I have.
But if you're lying on your front all that time and you get like the pressure in your sinus from
that's what happened to me because I had a stuffed up nose after I was laying there for a while. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, that's just the toxins working your way out of your body. And okay, look, that's exactly what I said. I was like, that is such BS.
And the funny part was, I heard this conversation. I was like, I know Renee's lips all turned up like, whatever.
I mean, and
toxin my ass.
And yes, it's true that your tissues and cells produce wastes, but don't tell me that it's because you're relaxed and you're...
No, it's because you're lying with your forehead where you're like, sinuses are getting pushed into the...
I was like, that's so new agey. Go on with that. I was like, whatever.
Yeah. You know, the massage I had in, you know, we went to Vegas right after Christmas.
Right.
And I'd gotten John the spa thing as our Christmas present sort of thing. And I picked their signature massage or whatever, the Aria, and they had it was like an essential oil chakra based sort of thing. And mm-hmm. so she had these smells, and I had to smell them all before the massage. And then she would tell me, like first she'd stick some on my tummy, and like she'd put the certain one on my tummy, and this is to release the blah blah blah.
This one is for fertility.
Yeah. I would have been like,
bitch, don't put that on me.
Was it like nice though? Even
the oil smelled really nice.
That's cool. Yeah, that's
really,
cool.
Really good. Yeah,
that's
good. I'm getting a hot rock one on Thursday.
A what?
A hot rock massage.
Oh, a hot rock massage. That's what I did in that one game I played in the time management game. Okay.
Sally Spa.
Sally Spa. I did hot rock massage. But yeah, that sounds cool. You have to tell me how that is. I'm interested to hear.
I love hot rock. It's my favorite.
I like party rock. Party rocking in the house. I know everybody's probably hating me.
Podcast of the week.
All right.
Is this podcast of the week?
Podcast of the week.
How is this podcast of the week?
We mean podcast. We have Strumpet, one co-creator, co-founder of Snap Post Vlog. Even though we already talked about it, I want to give her time and give her spotlight.
This is a modified podcast.
Thank you.
This is a modified podcast.
It's not really a podcast. It's kind of it's a daily online mag, put it that way.
All right. So media of the week.
Media of the week, yeah. So tell us how it got started.
So Alachi and I have been trying to cooperate or what's it called?
Collaborate.
For a long time. Yeah. For a long time on some on stuff that we both sort of like to work with. We both like photography, we both like making videos, we both like makeup, we both like featuring other people's art and music and stuff like that. And we thought for a long time that we were going to do a magazine, and we just never started it because it seemed like such an amazingly daunting task. So we finally decided we were going to do a daily sort of posting, like a daily online mag. So it's basically us and a few other contributors sometimes when they're not moving into houses. I would be really happy when you guys contribute. And so we have like a theme for each day. So like Saturdays is chatting. So we usually have a 5 for 5 video with me and Alachia having a chat. And
right.
We could post videos or pictures. So the theory is like Snap, you could post a picture post, you could post a blog entry or a vlog, so a video entry. And it's just a way to express ourselves during, you know, and force ourselves to actually complete some of the projects that we want to do. And we'd love to see more people collaborate as we move on. Awesome. It's really fun.
Right. Cool.
Yep. So, yeah, so you can find it at snappostvlog.com, right?
Yep.
And so that's where I get.
And on YouTube, there's Snap Post Vlog as well.
Yep, they are.
Yep.
But yeah, so check them out. I mean, it's awesome. You know, I really enjoy what you guys are doing out there.
I do.
And I love the feature videos, and I love the 5 for 5. You know. So
yeah.
And us too. We'll be glad when we can contribute more. Yeah, which
I think it's gonna start this week.
Yep. Well, I know you're going to have your thing.
Yeah, I'm going to have, but I'm thinking we're going to have something Friday.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a couple of 5 for 5s, since, new homeowners and everything.
Yeah. Oh, and the fun thing is, if you follow us, you don't have to, I mean, we'd love it if you watch or see some stuff by every day, but because something happens every day, you can just sort of stop by and see what's new and
right.
You don't have to.
Right. Well, I know this is show 50, and we actually had someone
contact us, damn it.
Oh, we had Big G Gravenaugh. He sent in a submission for us for episode 50. I want to play it here real quick. So, thank you, Big G.
Good afternoon, Cowboy and Iceflow. Just going in to say congrats on making 50 episodes. I think it's been a year now that you've been going, and although I didn't get in on the first one, I think I got in about the 5th or 6th. I've listened to all the episodes since. Back up to date, I was about 7 episodes down. Over the last 2 days, I've listened to the ones that I'm missing. So, yeah, congrats on the new house. Congrats on making 50 episodes or a year of podcasting. And hope that there's many more years of podcasting to come. And hope the house all works out. See yous.
Awesome. Yeah, thank man. You. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Episode 50. I can't believe it's been 50 episodes. So it'll be our year episode in 2 weeks.
Yep. So we
you guys are awesome.
Thanks. And thanks for everybody that you know, that have been there for 50 episodes or 2 episodes or 20. I mean, just really thanks for listening and everything. And we really, you know, really enjoy, you know.
Really appreciate
it. And we
everybody.
Love hearing from you all. And so I know a lot of people are like, well, last time y'all recorded, y'all said on episode 50, y'all going to answer 50 questions. Well, we're kind of going to switch it up a little bit because, you know, we kind of want to do it like a year thing. So 52 is the number of weeks in a year. So we're going to do a little different because we're the odd couple that do stuff like that, like Gnarls Barkley.
Well, and we're going to add 2 more questions so that it makes sense.
Right. You know. So we're going to do 52 questions in a couple of weeks. On episode 52, and it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. So that's gonna be a different kind of episode. It's just gonna be us doing the questions. So I know people probably are. I just want to let everybody know something that can be the regular kind of thing. So
right. So how can people get in contact with you, Strumpet?
With me, that's Strumpet101 anywhere on the web. There's gplus.to/strumpet101. That's my Google Plus. My Twitter, strumpet101. Flickr, strumpet101. YouTube, strumpet101. Gmail, strumpet101@gmail.com. It's everywhere.
And you keep your about.me up to date as well, right?
I do. About.me/strumpet101. That all has right. a list of all of them. Yeah.
Sweet. Because awesome. She has some awesome photography. I just really enjoy your work. I mean, I actually had someone compliment me last week when I was sharing my desktop at work to do a demo, and they saw your picture, you know, that I asked you if I could use, and it was like, man, that's a beautiful picture. I was like, yeah, a friend of mine from Colorado
took
that.
You
that's
know, awesome.
Yeah, so thank you
so
much.
Yeah, I'm hoping
much.
To get some more beach shots up here pretty soon I'm in New Zealand, so yeah.
Cool. Well, babe, you want to tell people how they can get a hold of us?
I would love to. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. If you want to call us, you can call us.
Oh,
at 415-758-2278.
That's 415-75-VCAST. videos from past episodes can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. We're not going to have one for this episode, but in the future we'll have some more. If you want to reach me on Twitter, you can find me at the cowboy, that's CHETHECAOBOI. And if you want to reach Renee on Twitter, that is the ice flow, TheIceFlow. And again, I have to say thanks to Pretty Lights for letting us use his music for our podcast. And you can find him at prettylightsmusic.com. And Strumpet, did you know that he's from Denver, Colorado?
No, I did not.
Yep.
But I love the stuff on the website there. I checked it out a few times.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, you all have a great week, and we will talk to you all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Where's that button at? now. You can talk, son. You can talk. You may speak now.
So. Okay, so I won't touch it.